Now back to our discussion with the Republican Party Chairman Mark Roska and the Democratic Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe, the new CNN Time magazine poll that was released on Friday shows if the elections were right now, President Bush would be reelected rather easily. Look at these numbers. Very likely if you support Bush in his reelection, 40%, somewhat likely 23%. You add those two numbers, 63% are either very likely or somewhat likely that they would support Bush. That would be a landslide as opposed to the election in 2000.
Well, first of all, Wolf, the election is not till 2004. And as you know, I'm very bullish. I'm very excited about the Democrats' prospect. But you got to remember in 2001, last year when the president had a 90% approval rating, we won 39 of 42 mayor's races all across this country. We won both governorships. We won the suburban vote. We won the rural vote. We talked about kitchen table issues. We talked about issues that matter to American families. So, you know, we beat expectations in 2001. We're going to do great in 2002. I'll let 2004 take care of itself. I'm worried about 2002. We got great candidates running. We got a great message. But we won big in 2001 because we focused on American families.
Governor Roscoe, another number in the CNN Time magazine poll may be a source of concern to you and other Republicans. The people were asked, does President Bush care more about big business? 51% said big business, or people like you? Only 39%.
The fact is that sometimes there are efforts to try and create those presumptions rather than to face the reality. So the numbers actually move down. And I think what the American people are learning about this president is that he cares deeply about every American, regardless of race, creed, color, occupation, or any other circumstance or classification. And I think that that's what they're learning over the course of time.
All right, let's take a caller from California. Go ahead, please, with your question.
Good morning, Wolf. I'd like to know if either of them believe, will the Florida election have any effect on the past Florida election have any effect on the upcoming election?
The elections in 2002, what do you think about that, Governor Roscoe? Well, you were played an intimate role down there in Florida after the contested ballots.
Well, in terms of election reform, it already has had significant impact. Obviously, in the state of Florida, there have been extraordinarily significant measures that have been put in place to make certain that that can't repeat itself again in terms of having appropriate technology and procedures available to prevent it. In terms of addressing that on a national scale, it's a difficult question because you don't control each individual state in every respect. So as a consequence, some of that discretion has to be left to individual states. But there is, as you know, presently pending legislation before Congress to make resources available to the individual states so that they can move in that direction as well.